Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, September 18th, 2009. We're, of course, Stephen and Brooksine Weber for regular listeners, and we prepare these messages each weekday morning normally. We do miss some, of course, if we're unable to do so. Ministry is Daily Encouragement Net, and we want to encourage you today with the message titled, An Italian Convert. Now, let me say at the outset that the first part of today's message is admittedly filled with some personal reflections. And unfortunately, in a podcast, you really can't skip down. But about halfway through, we do have some scriptural exposition based upon these thoughts. The text today is from Acts 10, verse 1.
At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment.
I contend that the variety of people groups that God created in the ethnic and racial types are purposeful and a pleasure to Him, even as a variety of flower types in the garden are to us, such as growth habits, color, size, fragrance, and so forth. We do well to see a blessing in the variety among us. Sadly, due to sin, our differences have at times become a heartache, source of division and conflict. This is seen from the Bible days right up to the present time. But I've been blessed greatly by spending time and forming friendships with people from various ethnic and racial backgrounds, constituents of the many tribes that will make up heaven. I have a German heritage, so I fit right into our region that is largely populated with Pennsylvania Dutch. Our daughter Esther is of Mayan Indian descent. She's from Guatemala, many of you know. Brooksine has a mixture of ethnic backgrounds, including that of Cherokee Indian. But today I want to consider my many Italian associations, several who are among my very best friends. Well, first of all, I consider Mike Metangelo, who attended the very first service we had when we started a church in upstate Pennsylvania in 1977. In fact, today is his birthday. We first met Mike and Kathy and their children just about 32 years ago on this day. They remain active in service for the Lord, holding a weekly mentoring program at a state prison in North Carolina. What a joy that their children, who grew up in our church, are also walking with the Lord. In New England, I met Rick Massiantonio, his wife Liz, and their three boys. Rick was a Sunday school teacher in our church. He now has a pastoral role and continues to be a tremendous student and expositor of the Word. Several months ago, he visited our area and preached in our church.
We also have had many Italian pastor friends through the years. Our former district superintendent, Phil Bongiorno, periodically shared a deep-felt testimony regarding his life before turning to Christ. He, along with many Italians we know, was very expressive, often whirling his arms about as he put his whole self into his sermons. We've heard it said that Italians could not speak if their hands were bound. Well, interestingly, both pastors that we've had since moving to Lancaster County, Jim Gambini and Bob Verno, are of Italian descent.
Yes, our many Italian friends have sure added some colorful memories to our lives. Which brings to mind the first recorded Italian convert. Perhaps you never thought of this, but he was Cornelius the centurion. The story is told by Luke in the book of Acts. He was a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. A centurion, who was over 80 to 100 soldiers, was chosen for his size, strength, and dexterity, and for his skill in the use of his sword and shield. In short, for his expertness in all the exercises. He was to be vigilant, temperate, active, and executed the orders he received, strict in the exercise regimen of his infantry, and in keeping up proper discipline among his soldiers.
Today's scripture records the remarkable account of Cornelius' conversion, the first recorded Gentile convert. He was obviously a man of position and influence as the commander. However, the scripture informs us that, and I quote, he and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly, mentioned in Acts 10, verse 2. He sought after God, and God answered him in the form of a vision.
He was to have a meeting with Peter, so he sent for him as the angel directed. But this Italian had no desire for a private meeting with Peter, since Scripture tells us he called together his relatives and close friends. Peter walked into Cornelius' house and found a large gathering of people, eager to hear what Peter had to say. Isn't that every preacher's dream?
Cornelius sets a great example to all of us today. God used him to assemble that crowd together, and later, after Peter preached the word, they had a mighty spiritual awakening. What kind of influence do you have upon your relatives and friends? Do they know of your stand for Christ? Is your zeal and commitment evident to all whom you associate with?
Later in his first letter, Peter would write to the many he had ministered to, perhaps including Cornelius, his family and friends, with this command. It's from 1 Peter 3, verse 15. But in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. Are you prepared to give the reason for your hope? And are you faithfully proclaiming it to others? Let's do so.
Let's pray together. Father, in our hearts, we want to be fully prepared to give an answer for the hope that is within us. We want to do it prayerfully, scripturally, and with gentleness and respect, so that you are honored through our words and in our lives. Help us to live in such a way that our friends and family members will want to know the God we serve. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. This again is the message that we have prepared for Friday, September 18th, 2009. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. If you go to our website for this message, you will see a photo of several of the Italian friends that I mentioned. You'll also see a beautiful photo taken here in Lancaster County of some pumpkins. We, I guess, like to take pictures of pumpkins, and there's just a lot of variety in pumpkins. And we have some additional notes as well, and one song we recommend today that we feel goes with the message. It's a song by the Newsboys. Brooksine actually suggested, called He Reigns, and it just describes people from all tribes and nations worshiping the Lord and declaring that He reigns. That's available as a video link. Well, we have some other reflections also. We'd like to point out to our podcast listeners that we will not be preparing messages early next week on Monday and Tuesday. We have a pastor's retreat on Chesapeake Bay in Maryland in a place called Sandy Cove. We do expect to resume preparing these messages, Lord willing, we always need to say that, don't we, on Wednesday, September 23rd. Well, thanks for joining us today. May God fill your hearts with a renewed zeal in proclaiming His message, like Cornelius had that heart for his friends and family.